Title, 16-bar phrase discipline, using arrangement view beginner. All right, let's build a drum and bass arrangement that actually moves forward instead of looping forever. This lesson is about 16-bar phrase discipline in Ableton Live's arrangement view. Because in DNB, structure is not optional. You can have insane drums and a nasty bass, but if nothing resolves every 16 bars, the listener's brain goes, cool loop, and then they're gone. By the end, you'll have a clean 64-bar skeleton made of four 16-bar phrases. A setup, a first drop, a variation section, and a second drop or exit. DJ-friendly, predictable in the right way, and still exciting. Let's get into it. First, session setup. Set your tempo to 174 BPM if you want it authentic. You can go a little slower if you're learning, but 174 puts you in the real zone. Now press tab to get into arrangement view. This is important. Arrangement view is song mode. If you build only in session view, it's very easy to get trapped perfecting an 8-bar loop for 2 hours. Turn on a fixed grid. Set it to 1 bar for now. Later we'll go smaller for fills. Now we're going to create a phrase ruler, so you always know where you are. Zoom out so you can see at least bar 1 through bar 65. We're thinking in 4 16-bar blocks, which is 64 bars, and bar 65 is the downbeat after that. Add locators at bar 1, bar 17, bar 33, bar 49, and you'll mentally treat bar 65 as the end line. Rename those locators like this. A. Setup at 1. B. Drop 1 at 17. C. Mid or a variation at 33. D. Drop 2 or exit at 49. The whole goal is, every time you hit play, you know what the track is doing every 16 bars. That's phrase discipline. Now we build phrase B first. The drop. This is a pro workflow move. Build the drop first so everything else locks to the strongest moment. Create a MIDI track and name it drums. Load a drum rack. Use stock sounds or your own samples, doesn't matter. You want a punchy kick, a proper DNB snare, closed hats, maybe a ride or shuffle hat, some percussion and coast hits. If you've got amen slices, you can layer those later, but don't make it complicated yet. Now create a MIDI clip exactly 16 bars long from 17.1.1 to 33.1.1. That's your drop drum clip. Program a simple foundation. Kick on 1 and 3 is a common starting point, but feel free to syncopate it once it's stable. Snare on 2 and 4, classic. Hats can be 1/8 notes for a rolling but not too busy vibe. If you want more intensity, go 1/16 later. Now here's where beginners level up fast. Ghosts and tiny pickups. Add very quiet ghost snares, especially leading into the main snare hits. Don't make them loud. Think of them as motion, not as extra snare. If you're using velocity, you're way down in that subtle zone. And add an occasional kick pickup just before a snare, or a little syncopated push in the second half of the phrase. Now let's do a simple drum processing chain using stock devices, just to get things glued and punchy. On the drums track, at EQ 8, high pass around 25 to 30 HE. You're just removing nonsense down there. If the drums feel boxy, try a gentle dip around 250 to 400 HE. Add drum bus, light drive, don't go crazy. Boom is optional. In DNB, too much boom fights your sub. Transients up a bit so the hits speak. Add saturator with soft clip on, small drive, this helps density. Add glue compressor, slowish attack, auto release. Aim for just a little gain reduction. 1 to 3 dB is plenty. The idea is not make it loud. The idea is, drums feel like one unit, and they still snap through a heavy bass. Cool. Now the bass. Create another MIDI track. Name it bass. Load Wavetable or operator. We'll do a simple restyle idea. In Wavetable, saw wave on OSC 1, saw on OSC 2, slightly detuned. Add a little unison if you want width in the mids, but remember, low end should stay controlled. Put a low pass filter, 24 dB slope, add a tiny bit of drive. Shape the amp envelope so notes feel held, not plucky, but also not completely flat. Now create a MIDI clip for bass that also runs 16 bars from 17 to 33. And here's the phrase discipline move. You're going to write it like 2 8-bar sentences. Bars 1 to 8. Establish a motif, something you can recognize. Bars 9 to 16. Keep the motif, but change one or two things. Maybe a note change, maybe a rhythm skip, maybe open the filter slightly. Small, intentional change. The listener should feel development without feeling like you replaced the whole bass line. Process the bass in a standard DNB way. EQ 8. If it's muddy, look around 200 to 350 HC and reduce carefully. Saturator. Add harmonics so the bass speaks on smaller speakers. Soft clip on. Add a compressor side chained from the kick. Fast attack, release that bounces musically, usually somewhere around 60 to 120 mS depending on the groove. Then utility or some method to keep low bass mono. You can go full width zero on the bass track if it's a single bass, or you can split later. For now, keep it tight. Now you've got the core of phrase B. Drop drums and drop bass. Next, we're going to convert this into four 16-bar phrases using copy, subtract, and evolve. First, phrase A. Bars 1 to 17, the setup. Copy or drop drums and bass backwards into phrase A, then strip it down. A DJ-friendly intro usually means you can have drums, tops, some percussion, maybe a filtered break texture, but you don't bring full sub weight immediately. So for the first 8 bars of phrase A, remove sub-heavy bass. Either mute the bass entirely or keep only a mid, filtered version, or just some atmosphere. Keep it mixable. Add an auto filter on your drum bus or on a group drum layer, and slowly raise a high-pass filter into bar 17. That creates tension and makes the drop feel bigger without needing to make anything louder. Now phrase C, bars 33 to 49, mid or variation. Copy phrase B forward into phrase C. Now the rule here is simple. Change two or three elements, not everything. Ideas, swap a snare layer. Even a tiny layer change reads as a new section. Change the hat rhythm for four bars. For example, go from 1/8 to 1/16 for a moment, then back. Change bass rhythm in the last 8 bars of phrase C so it feels like it's going somewhere. Add an answering stab or atmosphere, something that replies to the hook. Here's a teacher note. If everything changes, nothing feels like the drop anymore. If nothing changes, it's a loop. We want that sweet spot. Same identity, new details. Now phrase D, bars 49 to 65, drop 2 or exit. Copy phrase B again into phrase D, and decide what this phrase does. It can either escalate like a second drop, or it can start to strip down to prepare an outro. Escalation options, bring in a ride or crash layer for extra urgency. Add a mid-range only bass layer, not more sub. Increase the density of fills. Open the bass filter slightly more than drop 1. Exit options. In the last 4 to 8 bars, start removing elements, maybe hook first, then mid-bass, keep drums clean. This makes an outro that mixes itself. Now the secret weapon. Transitions at predictable times. T&B is event-based. Listeners expect something to happen every 8 bars, and definitely every 16. So do this. At the end of bar 32, 48, and 64, create a 1-bar fill. At the end of bar 24, 40, and 56, create a half-bar fill. A fill can be as simple as dropping the kick for half a bar, adding a snare roll, or doing a quick stutter. If you want an easy tool, put beat repeat on a return track so you can send small moments into it. Use a grid like 1/8 or 1/16, and don't run it constantly. A little sprinkle at the phrase boundaries is enough. And now, automation lanes. Arrangement view power. Press A to show automation. Automate things across each phrase. Bass filter cutoff opening slowly over 8 bars. Reverb send on a stab ramping up into a transition. A tiny increase in drum bus drive in phrase D. But remember this principle, make transitions with arrangement first, automation second. Meaning, mute something, remove something, do a fill, add an impact, then add a filter sweep. If you start with only filter sweeps, it often feels like you're trying to fake arrangement. Now add a hook element, something that speaks in 16 bars. Create a track called Stabs or Lead. Use Simpler for sampled stabs or Wavedable for a synth hook. Try a super practical pattern. Bars 17 to 25, simple two-note stab idea. Bars 25 to 33, same idea, but add a call and response. Maybe an extra hit at the end of the two-bar phrase, or a little rhythmic answer. Processing. Keep it out of the bass space. High-pass it with EQ8. Add a subtle bit of grit like Redux if it fits the vibe. Ping pong delay, low feedback, small room reverb, discipline rule. The hook resolves by the end of the 16-bar phrase. Even if it's minimal, it should feel like it lands on bar 33, bar 49, and bar 65. Now we do a structure check, the mute test. Play from bar 1. Ask yourself, can I clearly feel bar 17, bar 33, and bar 49 happening? Did I place fills before the big changes? If I mute the bass, do the drums still feel like they're evolving? If it still feels loopy, here's the fix formula. Add one new layer for 8 bars. Remove one layer for 4 bars. Add one transition effect per 16 bars. Now quick coach notes to make this even easier. Use the 4-4-4-4 scan inside every 16. Bars 1 to 4 establish. clean, readable groove. Bars 5 to 8 introduce one new layer or small rhythmic detail. Bars 9 to 12 intensify, busier hats, slightly wider FX filter opens a touch. Bars 13 to 16 signal the turn, fill plus tension automation. This prevents the classic mistake of dumping all that excitement into the first two bars and then having nowhere to go. Another workflow upgrade. Color code by function, not instrument. Make rhythm core one color family, energy layers another, and transition stuff another. When you zoom out, you can literally read your arrangement. Also, pick one 16 bar region, usually drop one, and treat it like your reference loop. That's the truth. If you get lost, compare everything back to it. One more. Events must be audible at low volume. Turn your listening level way down. If you can't tell where the sections change, your transitions are either too subtle or they're masked by constant noise. Now, common mistakes to avoid. Mistake 1. Perfect 8 bar loop, copied forever. Fix. Force at least 2 changes per 16 bars. Mistake 2. No transition cues. Fix. Fill plus crash plus a little automation into every 16. Mistake 3. Too much bass too early. Fix. Keep your intro clean. Bring sub in at the drop. Mistake 4. Constant edits that kill the roll. Fix. Edit on bar lines. 4, 8, 16. Let the groove breathe. Mistake 5. Ignoring headroom. Fix. Keep your master comfortably below zero while writing. Aim around minus 6 dB of headroom so you're not mixing into clipping. Before we wrap, here's a mini practice run you can do in 15 to 25 minutes. Create locators at 1, 17, 33, 49, and 65. Build drop 1 in phrase B with drums and bass only. Copy phrase B to phrase C and change exactly one drum element and one bass variation. Exactly. This teaches discipline. Build phrase by stripping down. No sub for the first 8 bars. Filter sweep into bar 17. Add 1 bar fills at 16, 32, 48. 64. Your deliverable is simple. A 64-bar arrangement that never feels stuck looping. Recap. Deadened beat arrangement is phrase-based. Think in 16-bar sentences. In arrangement view, use locators and build an A, B, C, D structure. Start with the drop. Then copy and subtract or evolve per phrase. Mark transitions with fills, automation, and effects every 8 and 16 bars. And you can do all of this with stock Ableton tools. Drum rack. EQ8. Drum bus, saturator, glue compressor, auto filter, beat repeat. If you tell me your subgenre goal, like minimal rollers, jungle, liquid, neuro, or dancefloor, I can give you a phrase-by-phrase checklist of exactly what you change in drums, bass, and FX for each 16-bar block.